Soon after terrorists attacked the Pentagon and World Trade Center, a state of emergency was declared by President Bush. That declaration automatically activated the Federal Emergency Management Agency. FEMA's search and recovery crews are working at the crash sites, as are its equally important behind-the-scenes teams, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
After the attacks of September 11th, search and rescue teams were on the Pentagon site fast. But another group of relief workers was also moving at lightning pace. They're emergency bureaucrats, and they set up FEMA's temporary offices in Arlington, Virginia in just 2 days. One of the first to get to work was Leon Jones.
We can take any building and transform it into an office complex within 72 hours.
Jones leads the small group of workers that actually arms the office that FEMA will use to coordinate disaster relief efforts.
Our specialty is going to get in a Walmart or a Kmart building that's been vacated, and we transform that building into a functional office space using partition and tables and stuff within a 36-hour time frame.
Forklift pallets sit waiting in tractor trailers in the regional warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. Each large package is a kit for setting up an entire FEMA office. A table and chair, a computer and phone, even reams of paper and boxes of pens. They turn office supplies into offices. This hectic workplace is the disaster field office for the Pentagon. The people working here are tracking the overtime of the firefighters and policemen at the crash site. They're also sending out press releases, helping people apply for benefits, and cutting regular payroll checks. Trudy Genzer works in public affairs.
We really just kind of keep the wheels moving and keep the gears greased so that the people who are out there really responding, the first line responders, are able to do what they want to do.
Genzer says their job isn't an adrenaline rush. It's paper pushing, and it's not glamorous.
We're working now actually still on a 24-hour basis. Most shifts are 7 to 7.
The number of people it takes to respond to the crash at the Pentagon alone is staggering. In order to keep the operation running, Genzer says, FEMA needs a whole bureaucratic structure in place immediately.
We have a comptroller, we have an executive officer, we have public affairs, we have logistics, we have a supply room. Just picture whatever a large corporation would have, that's what we have to get down here and get operational virtually within hours or days.
And it's not just phones and faxes, but the tiniest details, like sticky notes, that keep this office running smoothly. Nate Shelton's entire job is to keep the office supply cabinet well stocked.
Pens and pencils and pads of paper and all the filing equipment that someone needs to run an office. And coffee. Coffee runs us.
So while the search and rescue teams are working to restore the Pentagon, the disaster field office workers are backing them up. Many of them will stay here, away from home, working in this makeshift office until the Pentagon site is no longer at emergency status. That could be weeks or months. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.